And that's great. And as you can see, a year ago, Children's Church was a lot smaller. And we've really grown, and it's amazing. And we're so pleased to be able to do stuff like this. So I do hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that the story got across. But the thing that we've gone for as a theme this year, you might have noticed if you've been coming to church or if you've seen our display in the front, is this idea of light in the darkness. That Jesus is told to be a light that has come into a dark world. The Bible says that. We heard from Yeva as she read in her own native tongue in Ukrainian at the beginning of John 1, what it means that not just about shepherds and angels and wise men, which is how Matthew and Luke tell the story, but John wants to make it really clear. Jesus has always been. He has been there in the beginning because he is God. And God sent himself into the world to take on flesh because he wanted to bring light to a dark place. And I think over 2,000 years later, the world isn't necessarily that much brighter. Okay, we're not under oppression of a Roman Empire who are forcing us all go back so we can pay taxes. But right now, for many, many people, this is a tough time. We are struggling with many things. Global pandemic aside, whether it's financially, whether it's to do with jobs, whether it's to do with travel, whether it's to do with security, whatever it is, there are so many things that God says, there's darkness here, and I want to step into that and bring light. And so it's what we remember. The world is never felt so small. We can go anywhere. We can connect with anyone within a couple of clicks now. We discovered during pandemic that actually technology allows us to enter each other's living rooms, enter each other's homes, and to talk and discuss and join in. But nothing replaces personal contact. So many of us were so desperate this time of year, 2 years ago, to get back to actually seeing people. And for some who we know, that's still not a full reality. There are some people who are still having to stay distant, who are having to be careful because of health reasons. And this is how God was. God said, I've made this amazing creation. I've set them running, and they're making their own decisions, and they're making a bit of a mess. And I could stay here in heaven and let them screw it all up down there and connect from a distance, connect via prophets and people who speak for me, or I could go and actually have a personal relationship. I could step out of heaven into this world to be a light to them. And that's what God did. I've got a quick advert, which you might recognize from a few years ago, which uses this idea of how powerful actually light can be. So there is a bit of sound, if that's okay.
Coming in a little blind, dreaming of a lighthouse in the woods, shining a little light to bring us back home.
Life's better at the flick of a switch. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Now, it's kind of ironic because anyone who knows me knows that my idea of hell is IKEA. It's like they took a six-year-old and went, could you draw how this should be organized and then we'll just copy it? Because that's what it feels like to me. And even when you know what you want to buy, you get down to the bottom and you go, oh, well, like this. They go, well, did you go and get it? Did you climb up the rafters and get it off the shelves for yourself? But anyway, there's something in that, though, very special. It's not just about a boy wanting to kind of help his mum, but it's about all he did. He didn't change the fact he had to work late shifts. He didn't work the fact that maybe it's a single mother. I don't know. But what he did do was bring some light to her journey. And this, I think, is what God says he does for us. God does not promise to step into our lives and change absolutely everything. He doesn't say you'll never have a problem again, that things won't be difficult, that you won't have suffering. But he says, but you will not be alone. I will light that way. I will walk that journey with you, and I will illuminate where I can. So you at least will not be alone. Matthew 1, 22, 23 says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The greatest gift that God could give us was himself. We call him Jesus because that is also the name given to him, but we're also reminded that another name is Emmanuel, because this is not just a special baby, not another prophet, not someone who will speak for God or be like God, but someone who is God with us, which is why we celebrate. It's why I wear the crazy Christmas jumpers and look forward to it and decorate my house like a Christmas grotto, minus the tinsel, because I'm not allowed it. Please do pray for me. I know, it's awful. It's a huge thing. We celebrate, we want to go big, because what else could God do? There's only one thing which you could argue equals or tops this, and that comes later in the year. That's part two of the story. Come back start of April if you want to find out what happens there. God with us, I think, is something that we want to celebrate, we want to remember. This is what this is all about. This is what this story is about. This is what the theme of this year has always been about. Year on year on year, we find new and creative ways to remember that God wanted to be here with us. He loves us. He wanted a real connection with us. And he wants to show us what it means to bring light into a dark place. Every morning service, we spend some time praying, and I wanted us to do that. It's the same today, if that's possible. This idea that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness not overcome it. I know for many people, you could probably name instantly one or two situations where you think, yeah, there's some darkness there. There's something that I'd really love to see changed. I'd love to see God move. What I'd want you to do is to pray about that. Now, there's a few ways you can do this. You may want to spend some time just praying between you and God where you are. You may feel comfortable with the people around you to sit and turn and just share for a couple of minutes and pray together. So if you feel comfortable doing that, I'm going to invite you to, we're going to give a few minutes space for you to pray. If you want to just have your own space, that is fine. Please, you and God. God hears your prayers, whether they're spoken or whether the prayers are your heart. And then we're going to kind of sum up together. So prayers to bring light into situations in this world. So please do that now. If you're happy to share with people around you, do that. If you want your own space, take that where you are, and we will wind up together.